Thank you very much for this opportunity. Distinguished chairman, delegates, and colleagues, I am directing the CES Foundation based here in Switzerland. Our policies are outlined according to the UN Agenda 2030. As most of you might know, in Switzerland right now, in actually 2 days, the people here are gonna vote on a policy, on an initiative that's called the Self-Determination Initiative. We will vote on that on Sunday in 2 days. If the Swiss people accept it, it will put our constitution above international law, and we would have to renegotiate all current international contracts and, in the worst case, refrain from them. Human rights would be threatened in the long run. What Ms. Morandini said about freedom remind me a little bit of what Rousseau said when he said that freedom does not mean that you can do what you want, but that you cannot force people to do whatever they want to do. We believe that democracy doesn't mean that parliaments should be able to design whatever laws they want to be able to do whatever they want. Constitution and laws must always make sure to give dignity to all people. Yesterday, Michelle Bachelet said that the setup of a parliament should mirror society. And we do highly agree, but I want to add something more to that. Sometimes our parliaments also mirror the ethical and moral situation in a country. The way how our future political leaders, parliaments, governments, and judges will be depends on what we teach our sons and daughters today. And we should remember that we not only teach by words, but also by actions. Therefore, we from CES defend the idea that families, schools, and religions should be regarded as the places where ethical and moral education should be done to transfer values from one generation to the next. And we as politicians and leaders, we have to ask ourselves, when we're done with our job, what do I want people to think of me when I'll be gone? Thank you very much for this opportunity.